Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kyle Dubas, the president of hockey operations, news conference at 12:30. And it's interesting. I see a bunch of people locally and nationally weighing in. Josh Yoey, Dubas now has the kind of power he never had in Toronto. And Ron, you know, there's the risk. Are we looking at still a boy genius here at 37, or a guy that when he gets more power won't necessarily use it in the best ways? That's the mystery here. He's the guy. He's in charge of everything here.
I think that we can come to that conclusion very safely, even if he doesn't have the title of GM. Yeah, I mean, the track record is out. Like a lot of general managers, he's made good moves, and they all make mistakes too. How is he going to be able to navigate this roster getting older, the roster limitations because of the bad contracts? How is he going to coexist with Sully? How is that going to be?
That's a great question.
How is that going to be? I have to think that he took the job knowing Sully is safe as of now. That doesn't mean Sully's safe forever, but he's not going to come in here and say, you know what, I want to bring Sheldon Keefe with me from Toronto.
No.
I don't see that happening.
Yoey says, I'm presuming Dubas will hire a GM to work under him, someone who likely shares his vision, I hope. The Penguins need serious change. This is a very big step and a good day for the organization.
Is it?
But Josh also wrote recently, I thought he wrote, unless I'm mischaracterizing his column, that the only and obvious choice here was Jason Botterill. Did he not write that?
I remember seeing the headline on that.
So how good of a day is it? Not as good as it could have been, I guess, at least from his writings. Pierre LeBrun, hearing that Steve Greeley, director of hockey strategy, scouting, and development for Dallas, was informed this morning by Fenway Sports Group that he was out of the running for Penguins' GM job. I would assume that means Dubas has people in mind for that job. So a lot of different thoughts around the league of how exactly this is going to work. Dave Beeston, Fenway Sports Group guy. Presumably you'll get to know more of these people's names as we move along. Use the words forward thinking and proactive to describe the Penguins hockey operations department mindset. I'm reading off Penn's inside scoop here, which makes Dubas the perfect fit. Does it?
He better be forward thinking because we're going forward here, right?
Back to the future, I guess. Yeah, that would be the idea.
I'm not sold. That's all I'm saying. I give him a chance. Let's see what he can do. You know, I felt that way about Hextall. Give him a chance. It didn't work out. This guy, you know, he is the sexy name out there. I think because he's young, you know, that's one of the things that's probably attractive about him.
Yeah.
He's not like Brian Burke coming in here. He's young enough. It certainly, I expect his role of hockey operations director to be a little different than Berkey's was, because I still don't know what Berkey did.
Neither do I, and now he's back to ripping the Penguins, perhaps justifiably, like he was before they hired him. He ripped Dubas, I guess, the other day and talked about how he left under circumstances where at the last second he sort of changed what he was asking for and things like that. But Berkey, very supportive of the other old-school hockey guy, Shanny, over in Toronto, Brendan Shanahan, I think they all resent these new age hockey guys. I really do. Jolie, do we have anyone on the line?
Yes, we will start with Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to comment on this couple points with, you know, Mr. Cook saying that, you know, obviously Ottawa is probably a better job for the future. I think really, especially from, I think Dubas is Canadian. I think when you have a chance to work with Sidney Crosby, that's hard to pass up. And also, you know, the Penguins are a top five NHL franchise. I really, truly believe that. I mean, they've won five cups in 32 years.
I think that's a good point, though. You're buying the brand here and also the greatest player maybe of his generation.
But they also haven't won a playoff round in 5 years.
Yeah.
And you're
neither did his previous team, except one.
But guys like this, they have a – and it sounds like Kyle Dubas has a big ego. They want to see if they can add to this legacy of this great franchise, and they think that they can turn it around. And if you have Sidney Crosby with you, that might be something that makes him think that. And another thing I just want to make a point with is they need to understand with the conversation between Kyle Dubas and Mike Sullivan – they need to sit down and say, hey, Mike, you know, we're not the fastest team anymore, and we're not going to be, okay? You need to add a little sandpaper into the lineup, you know, maybe a Barbashev. Go get a Ryan O'Reilly. You know, he just got him at the trade deadline for the Leafs, and we need a new goalie. I mean, whether it's Gibson, Hellebuck, they need to really, you know, try to play to their strengths. They're not a speed team anymore. I really think the Penguins – could make one more run. I truly believe that with the leadership of Crosby, we just need to get the leadership from above, you know, in the management.
So Ron, that was a very, thank you, Nick, wise and prescient call, I feel. You right. Like the word prescient,
did I pronounce it right? Did you learn that at Cortland State?
That might have been Damon College in Buffalo, where I actually got that word.
Yeah, I mean, it is a storied franchise. It is, like you said, a flagship franchise. But I don't think the job at this particular moment is that good. That's all I'm saying. History, yes. But right now, what he's stepping into, it is not an easy job.
No, but his point was that from Dubas's perspective, he's stepping into a culture and a brand that has been among the best in the National Hockey League. So you figure you're going to have everything you need to win, right? In terms of resources from your ownership group, you're not going to get that everywhere. You're walking into an organization whose ownership group has won in other sports and has provided resources to win, and you're getting Sidney Crosby, which even at his age right now, I think a lot of people would jump at that chance saying, man, I bet I can win with Sid. Can you? I don't know. But if you're looking for why Dubas took the job, I think those are as good a reasons as any. Plus, you're getting, in his opinion, probably a top three coach in the whole league, right?
Well, we hope, because they're going to have to coexist for a while. He better think Sully's good.
I think most people do think Sully's good.
Oh, there's no doubt. I think most people do.
So not a bad place to start, going at least trying to play the devil's advocate there. I'll have everything I need to win resource-wise. I have a top 10 player. I have a top 5 coach. I'll go on from there. Then it's up to me to build this thing as I see fit. I think there are worse situations than having a top line of Crosby, Gensel, Rust, Malkin, Raquel, whoever. Go find somebody. There's things to work with here is what I'm saying. I wouldn't call it. It could be what LeBron sees, a dead end. But man, I can make the other case too, that I can see why a prospective GM would want to come here.
Well, Sid and Sully, I think, are the two biggest reasons. But man, he's got work to do with that defense. He's got work to do with those contracts that are seemingly untenable. And he's got work to do with the goaltender. He's got to figure that out.
He's got tons of work to do.
Does he give the big money to Tristan Jarry? Does he give
great
decent,
question?
Does he
I would
give
say
decent
Sid,
money to Tristan Jarry.
Sid, Sully, and every resource that he's going to need to win, I think, is the third big thing.
The third key.
Yeah, I mean, again, you walk into Ottawa, what the hell are you walking into? Now, we do have questions about Fenway Sports Group too, though. That's fair. But Ron, there's also high-end talent here other than Sid, right? Gensel, Gino. If you want to put Rust in that category, Letang. He's just going to have to figure out what to do in the other regions of his roster. Next call.
He's got to figure out what to do with Jeff Carter.
Yes.
He's got to figure out what to do with Granny.
There's nothing to do with Jeff Carter.
Granny, you got to just get rid of somehow, right?
Granny, you got to find a way. Buy him out. Carter's not a buyout candidate for complicated reasons that I forget. So bottom line with Carter, to me anyway, is you go to him and say,
please retire.
You're done. And, you know, he's not going to retire. He said to Gensel, basically, he's still getting paid. So here's your money. Essentially, it's a buyout. You're released, right?
Right.
And you eat that money. And then there's ways to get rid of players. I never thought they'd get rid of Rob Scuderi 2.0. They turned him into Trevor Daly. There's been numerous players over the years at Rutherford we never thought he'd get rid of. There's always a way.
But didn't you say that with Toronto, he had to give up a draft choice first round to get rid of Mrazek, right?
Yep.
Is he going to have to give up a draft choice to get rid of Granlin?
There's always ways to get rid of players.
There are.
I'd give up a draft pick in a second to get rid of Granlin. Yes, not a first rounder.
Save that cap hit.
Yeah. And then he's got guys, you know, Jeff Petrie. What do you do with him?
There's
he signed
one.
For two more years,
big money,
$6.25 million a year. Yeah, I mean, he's a okay NHL player, but I'd like to get rid of that contract if I could.
Yeah, their defense has needs. You know, Dumoulin will move on. You know, who's their good defenseman?
Pettersson.
The teacher's Pettersson.
And Letang.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but P.O. Joseph left me cold last year.
Yeah, by the end, he sure did. Ruta. Is signed for, what, one more year at 2.7? Take or leave that one. Of course, they're still paying Jack Johnson the next 2 years.
Chad Ruedel is there.
He's always there.
I mean, he's a dependable sixth guy, I guess.
I guess. Not a sixth guy I would want. Maybe when they were winning the cup, he was, but now he's starting to age out, too. Yeah, there's big challenges, but there's also top-end talent. Next call. Sorry, I almost called you Folesy,
okay.
Jolie. Sounds alike, doesn't it?
Let's speak with Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Yeah, for the first time in years, the Penguins have something. I don't know when the last time they had it. They have last year's first-round pick, this year's first-round pick, and next year's first-round pick. It's probably been 20 years since they have that. They have Owen Pickering, who's going to be an NHL defender. They have a goalie who's about 2 years away who looks like he's going to be promising. And this year they have something extremely valuable. They have some cap space. They'll buy out Granlin. Carter will sit on the bench, and if they need him late in the year as a fourth-line center, keep him in the press box. You're paying him anyway, so... The world's not ending like Ron says. They have a fine number one center. They have a really good number two center. They have a decent top pair defenseman in Letang. Pettersson's a good player. So the world's not ending, and all you have to do is build a bottom six, which is better than having to build the top six.
Now, how about finding a goaltender?
There's about seven veteran free agents this year who will be as good as Jari, more dependable, and cheaper. You'll get a really decent goalie like every other team does for $4 or $5 million.
Well, except that Dubas failed to do in Toronto, right? He did bring in Samsonov.
He did bring in Samsonov.
You know, you just totally ignore the fact they haven't won a playoff round in 5 years.
They're going to have an all new bottom six. He brought in Samsonov, I think, at $1 million. How much was his salary? Very low.
It was a good signing after he wasted it on Matt Murray. You're right. It was a good signing.
But I think, Mr. Cook, there's more available this year, free agent, veteran goalies, just a stopgap a year or two until that kid gets here. So, I mean, the world's not ending. Are they going to win the Stanley Cup? Probably not, because most players don't win five Stanley Cups or four Stanley Cups. So I think they've done enough. But I think they could get lucky, make the playoffs for a couple years. And this is the best draft in years. They could get a legitimate player, a legitimate top six or top four player this year in this draft. And they still have that pick. So
thank you, sir.
As bad as Hextall was,
Well, the best news here, you mentioned that name. I think everybody sitting here and everybody listening could all agree that the best thing about Kyle Dubas is that he's not Ron Hextall.
He's not Hextall.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit him online at southhillsjeep.com. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Yeah, some of these prospects, I mean, Owen Pickering was a first-round pick, but he's only 19 still. He apparently had a very good year. Big, mobile defender, we'll see. I don't know that he's ready for the NHL, and then the future goalie could be Joel Blomqvist. We'll see. The Finnish goaltender, he's only 21, too. He was a second-round pick.
What's the name of the guy that got rid of? He ended up in, what, Minnesota? Gustafson?
Yes. The Gus Bus.
Man, he would look nice now in a Penguins uniform.
He'd look real nice. At one time, it looked like they had an embarrassment of riches. Now it's just an embarrassment at the goaltender position.
Do you think Jari will be back?
Yes, because I think Sully legitimately likes him.
Do you think it'll be at a price that you say, that makes sense?
That depends on Jari. If Jari wants to go out and hit the open market, all it takes is one team to say there's an interesting player. There might be our Linus Ullmark, a guy who was injured and maybe underachieved at times, but is still talented. And with our system and the way we play, we'll give him a little bit extra money. We've seen him be an all-star. I don't know, man. He's an unrestricted free agent, correct?
Yes, he is.
So I think they're going to make him an offer that we'll look at and say, yeah, that's a reasonable price.
It's funny.
But is he willing to take that offer?
The nature of that position is so mercurial. You like that word, mercurial?
Yeah.
Volatile. You mentioned Ullmark, tremendous regular season. Gets benched in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's right.
Gets benched.
That's the good news and the bad news, right?
It is.
You can find guys. Everybody does every year, like that guy said. But you better find one.
You better find one.
There's plenty of guys available and plenty of guys you can win with. Especially if you're looking short window win right now type guys. But to answer your question, I think Sully, because he has a ton of power, is going to want to sign this guy. I think they're going to look on the bright side with Jari and try to get him signed to a 2-year deal, maybe even a 3-year deal, Ron. I think that's the extent to which Sully believes in him. Does Dubas?
I don't know that. That's the question. I've been a Jari fan all along, but he's let me down with injuries and then just not being coming up big in the big moments. You know, they had a chance to win that last game against Chicago. Malkin ties it up in the third period, and what, he gave up 2 goals in 2 minutes, not saying they were all his fault. He just lets you down in key moments for me. But sometimes it takes a little longer for guys to develop.
Someone else might say he's won 17-60 over his career with a .914 career save percentage. 2 times he finished in the top 7 in the Vezina voting and twice an all-star. So
what is he?
Who's ever advising, and he's only 28, who's ever advising Jari may be saying, tell the Penguins and their 2-year, $8 million deal, no, we're going out to test free agency. And then what do you do if you're Sully? Go the Steelers route and say, get back to us? Can you afford to wait on that?
I don't.
I think there might be a team out there that would give Jari a decent contract.
No, there has to be a real strong plan B. I mean, as that caller said, there's other goaltenders out there. They can't wait for Jari to come back to them. They got to make a move.
So, yeah, I think that your question is up to Jari, really. I think the Penguins would give him a deal, a decent deal. He may be looking for something better than that, and he might not be wrong. He might not be wrong on that. 412-928-9370. We were wondering earlier, well, what now? Does Dubas hire his own GM? I think the Flyers have a model right now that may look very similar once the Penguins are done. I think the name involved, I think there's a very interesting parallel here. And I'll mention what's going on in Philly and what I think will happen here. We'll see what Ron thinks of that. Maybe Dubas has his own guy already in mind. For all I know, the guy will show up with him at the 12:30 news conference today. But Kyle Dubas is your new head of hockey operations. He's the boss. Well, Him and Sully are the bosses right now in Pittsburgh. Time right now is 11:20. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Why pay 40%? We need to pay 25%. Call 888-98 Twins. The Fan wants to visit your youth baseball and softball teams in action with the Pirates. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your team 12 and younger. And the Fan might be making a stop to see a game or tournament brought to you by Living Treasures of the Laurel Highlands. And I mentioned that Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. As a Penguin fan, your initial reaction, your feeling, the thing you can't control before the thoughts kick in, what's just your initial feeling on hearing that Kyle Dubas is now basically running the Penguins? 412-928-9370.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Ron, the big news is with the Penguinians. And it's Kyle Dubas, head of hockey operations. He's the new boss in town, him and Sully. It's going to be a very, very, very interesting marriage. A man younger than Sully, significantly younger, will now be Sully's boss. Will they get along? Will they like each other? Will they respect each other's opinions? Will they be able to work well together? Will they have similar hockey philosophies? Will they want the same players? Will they want the same system? Will Dubas ask Sully to adjust his system to the personnel if Sully doesn't want a given player and Dubas really does? What will they do about that player? These are all the things.
Those are a lot of questions.
And there's a million more.
Those are a lot of questions.
They'll sit happily together at the news conference today on April. What's the date? May?
Today's June 1. We're into June already.
On June 1st. And they'll be happy and everyone will be happy. And we can all snap pictures of the happy news conference today. Oh, he's a two-time cup-winning coach. I have enormous respect. And then Sully will say, look what this guy did with the Leafs. They just won a playoff round. Isn't he a wonderful guy? Everybody's happy.
They're smiling.
And Dean Beeston or whatever his name is will be there. And Tom Werner. And everybody will hug and be happy. And then the games start in October. And the playoffs start
smiling
in May. And we'll see if the Penguins are even in them.
I think if we go back, we might remember Berkey and Hexy smiling too.
Yeah.
On the day they were hired.
Yes.
Right?
Berkey and Hexy. A happy little pair. Sully and Hexy were going to get along wonderfully until they didn't, right?
Oh, it's a lot. There's a lot of questions, as you said, Joe.
I hope Larry Brooks isn't still pushing this idea that Dubas wants to bring in Keefe and somehow Sullivan will wind up with the Rangers. Didn't Sully come out and tell the New York media last week, stop doing that, in so many words, I'm here? I think he did.
You know, Dubas, if I'm not mistaken, is really deeply tied to Sheldon Keefe. Had him at Sault Ste. Marie as his coach. Had him with the Toronto Marlies as his coach. And then they had Mike Babcock, and they fired Babcock. Now, everybody, Shanahan, apparently, I was told, flew in on a road trip to fire Babcock. Now, I don't know how much, Dubas had in that, but then Dubas hired his guy, Sheldon Keefe. So he's been with them for quite a while.
Well, there's no doubt about this. Dubas is going to he's going to be Brendan Shanahan now. He's
the boss. He's Jim Rutherford.
Is the guy. Someone wants us to retire, Ron, Sean Stewart. They don't like Dubas because he is 37. I don't think either one of us said that, did we?
I don't believe so.
I mean, 37 is an
age. He's young, and I think I said he's attractive because he is young.
I said, Sean, that his resume is underwhelming. Why don't you call the show and try to disprove it if you care to? I don't care if he does or not, Ron. Someone else said
does this mean anything? I told you I was communicating with Steve Simmons the last couple of days. Really a renowned hockey columnist, period, in Canada. He goes, did you know that Dave Beeston, that's the decision maker with Fenway Sports?
One of them, yeah.
Is son of longtime Blue Jays president Paul Beeston.
Holy horse.
I didn't know that at all. I don't know what that means. But he has ties to Toronto, I guess, through his
maybe
his
they will
father.
Bring in Sheldon Keefe.
Maybe they will bring in Sheldon Keefe.
Fellows Beauregard says of our earlier conversation about Western Pennsylvania quarterbacks, you forgot Johnny Lujack, gentleman from Connellsville, Notre Dame Heisman winner, Ron. Should we have included Johnny Lujack?
Johnny Lujack.
I think we should have. As number 7 on our Western Pennsylvania list. But I wanted to tell you about, and the Dubas news conference is 12:30.
I can't wait to hear what's said in that. I'm really eager to hear.
The Flyers model is instructive here, I think, because I do think that Edzo, his name has been mentioned, and it wouldn't shock me at all if he was put in a position between Sully and Dubas and between Dubas and ownership. Keith Jones, broadcaster, right? He was hired with Danny Briere. They removed the interim tag from Briere. He's the boss. He's the GM. Technically, Jones is ahead of him on the flow chart.
The hockey tree.
The hockey tree. But Briere's the guy. I'm reading out of the Philadelphia Inquirer right now. And their boss, their chairman, Dan Hilferty, says we have very specific roles here. Keith Jones is the big picture hockey operations guy. His responsibilities include implementing the organizational vision and plan, collaborating with Tortorella and Briere, business operations, connecting with business leaders, corporate partners, fans.
And Jones is a tremendous person to do those things.
Yes.
And I know where you're going with
And ultimately, the guy who's running the Flyers now, they're basically their owner, and this is right out of the Philly Inquirer, likened Keith Jones' role to that of a spokesperson, leveraging his ability to communicate with a wide audience thanks to his broadcasting career. I don't want to whittle that down into a glad hand or a liaison or something like that.
Sure sounds like
But spokesperson
though.
Isn't far from it.
That sure sounds like it.
And it's an important job, I guess, but you're not going to be making the hockey decisions. And
so
that's
Briere
why I
is
think...
going to trade or decide to fire Tortorella or do this or do
right.
that. Okay.
Yeah, this guy's a spokesperson. He's connecting with fans and also... Because of his personality, and this would be the same with Edzo if he were hired, a guy who can smooth the waters. Edzo's a very gregarious guy, right? Smart
Absolutely.
Guy, too.
Absolutely. All of that.
But he wouldn't have any power other than, I shouldn't say that because Jones might be able to influence Briere in a certain situation.
Yeah.
But he just wouldn't have ultimate decision-making ability.
And nobody that takes the job for the Penguins will have more clout than Dubas.
Now, if it's not Edzo, and it might not be, I have no idea if Dubas and Edzo even know each other, then Dubas may have a guy like that in mind who can be, you know, a sounding board, a spokesperson, for lack of a better word, which is exactly what Keith Jones is going to be. Do you think we find out at 12:30 what the plan is here, Ron?
I think they're going to ask him, are you going to hire a GM? And I'll see what he says. I don't unless they just bring Edzo out from behind a curtain, I don't think we're going to know who that might be today, but might get a little idea of what their plan is going forward.
Well, let's look at some of these contracts in the next segment. What do you do with some of these people? How do you, if you're Kyle Dubas, reshape this team? Because, again, there are worse places to start than with Crosby and Sully. I can think of a lot worse places in the NHL. And then you add in a still very productive Malkin, a still productive Letang, a Jake Guentzel, a Brian Rust, a Ricard Raquel, a Marcus Pedersen. I don't know about the goaltending situation. There's workable pieces here, but what do you do with them? How do you build a roster?
How do you enhance it?
Yeah, that's deeper and better in the nether regions. Does that sound right, Ron? The nether regions of the roster?
That's my butt, is my nether regions.
Well, that would describe the Penguins' bottom six last year.
In the nether regions.
Yes. I don't know where we are or what we're doing, Ron. I have no idea. I've lost track of everything. You know, there's some other sports birthdays today.
There are. There ain't not any as big as yesterday's, though.
Jim Craig, you mean?
None like
Joe. That was a big one.
None like Joe Willie turning 80.
No.
We do need to talk Pirates a little bit, too.
Oh, we will.
I have a win yesterday.
What I think are some very eye-opening Pirate numbers. Would you like to hear about some events that have happened in sports history today, Ron?
Sure. I love anniversary stories.
Lou Gehrig pinch hit for Pee Wee Wanigi in a 5-3 loss to Washington, and then he played 2,129 games in a row after that. You remember Pee Wee Wanigi?
I don't, but I remember Wally Pipp.
He was a hell of a ball player. That's what Jolie's trying to do to the Fulzenator here.
Take his job.
Yeah. 1943, Rip Sewell of the Pirates patents his EFIS or blooper ball pitch.
The blooper ball.
And wins 20 games.
You ever see the highlights of
that?
He
was the first Rich Hill. Yes, I've seen that. It's tremendous.
He did it even more dramatic, more pronounced than even Rich Hill.
On this day in sports history, Ron, and I guarantee you, me and you have both read this book, MLB Commissioner Bowie Kuhn reprimands Astros pitcher Jim Boughton for writing Ball 4, one of the great books of all time.
I read it again. It was either last summer or the summer before. And I mean, I remember reading it when I was young.
Yeah.
I still couldn't put it down a year or so
yes.
ago. It's just so entertaining.
And groundbreaking. In my opinion, Ball 4 burst the bubble on pro sports. It used to be, you know, writers travel with the team. You didn't get tons of the dirt. You certainly didn't get a peek behind the scenes
and
on the road.
Pulled that curtain back.
Yeah, and now that's all people want. You know, right. NFL films helped to do that too. Even innocent stuff like, hey, what are they saying in the huddle, on the sidelines, in the locker room? We all want to go there. What happens on the road? We're interested in that.
Jim,
that ball, Bob, that book, that ball opened everything.
I remember Joe Schultz was the manager in Seattle, right? He had an expression like a curse, beep, beep, okay? If he said it one the first beep first, he was in a good mood, like beep, beep. And if you put the other one first, beep, beep, he was ticked off. That's how they knew whether he was happy.
I like that.
Happy or mad. It was the way he put his order of his beeps.
I love that
bleeps,
system.
Bleeps, beeps, whatever.
Today, one of my favorite teams of all time won a championship, the 79 Seattle Supersonics. I had a poster of their backcourt of Dennis Johnson and Gus Williams.
I wonder if they rubbed Vinny's belly.
They might have if Vinny was there in 79. Jack Sikma, Jack Johnson, Lonnie Shelton.
Jack Johnson, he became
Downtown Freddie Brown.
He became a hockey player, Jack Johnson.
Yes, he did, and the Penguins are still paying him for two more years. God, I loved that team. I love that team, Ron, from all of history. You know what else today was? You were there.
June 1st.
I think maybe you weren't there because you were, might have been, the press might have been on strike. Pittsburgh Penguins win the second consecutive cup in Chicago today.
We were on strike, and Tom McMillan and I, they sent us there. We did audio reports. You know, one of the things I consider myself fortunate, I've got to do some great, great things over the years. The Big East tournament, always my favorite. I have been at all five Stanley Cup clinching wins. All five.
That's big.
All five. And how we ended up, they sent us to Chicago. They did. And McMillan and I, we did every one of those playoff games, those 2 years in a row, every single one of them, like 45 of them. Great, great memories. When you're a part of some every other night, you see how long these playoffs last. It was a blast. It was an absolute blast.
Speaking of Penguins and Cups, although I think he was only there for the first one as memory serves. Paul Coffey is 62 today. One of the great, most exciting defensemen in the history of the league.
The doctor. Maybe the second most exciting defenseman in the history of the league.
Yeah.
I can't put him one.
Can't put him one.
I can't put him one over Bobby Orr, but I can put him two.
An absolutely phenomenal talent who helped to make the Penguins serious, who helped turn them into something that the rest of the league actually had to
he could skate
take
like,
seriously.
Not quite like McDavid, but he could skate like the wind.
Everything's coming together, Ron, these last 2 days. We have Joe Namath. We have Jim Craig. We have the birth of Madison Square Garden. We have Penguins winning a cup. We have Paul Coffey. And now
62.
Another.
62. Oh. I'll tell you a great story. I remember the Penguins traded for him.
Yeah.
And they sent me to Toronto to do the family background. Here's how he grew up with his his brothers and his parents. I met his buddies. They took me out to a strip club. They just wanted me to see the Toronto lifestyle. I was a much younger man back then. But I remember it was so much fun meeting his family and friends. And then he came here and he became the doctor, Paul Coffey.
That's awesome. You know who else was born today, Ron? This is what I mean by these things. There's some sort of
magical
elixir. I can't think of the word here, how it's all coming together. Talk about a landmark game in the history of American sports. The great Alan Ameche was born today in 1933.
Scored the winning touchdown in the greatest NFL game of all time.
Where people actually watched on TV. Yes, Giants-Colts.
Isn't that considered like the greatest touchdown in NFL history?
It's the breakthrough game, and then the next breakthrough game was Joe Namath. Ron, it's all coming together here. And also our next topic is going to be the Pirates. And you know who else was born today in 1931? Mr. Hal Smith.
A long-forgotten home run.
Tell people about it, Ron.
An eighth inning, three-run home run, I believe, before Maz hit his home run in the ninth.
Pinch hit home run, too?
I don't remember. I'd have to look. Might have been.
Smith began game seven on the bench, entered the contest in the eighth inning.
Yep.
After Smokey Burgess was removed for a pinch runner. The Pirates were trailing 7-6 when he came to bat in the bottom of the eighth.
Two outs. Hit a three-run home run.
Dick Groat and Roberto Clemente on the corners.
And they ended up going ahead 9-7.
Yep.
Then the Yankees tie it up at 9-9, and the rest is history.
He would have been Bill Mazeroski. He would have been the hero, all-time hero, of vanquishing the mighty Yankees.
But the Pirate bullpen let it get away.
Did they have Robert Stevenson in their bullpen, Ron? Is that his name?
Robert Stevenson, yeah. Yes, Robert Stevenson. I wonder how he and Chris Owings are still on the ball club myself.
You texted me yesterday. All it said was, I was on the golf course. It said Owings in capital letters, and I thought he might have hit a home or gotten it. I thought he might have gotten a hit, which would have all of baseball would have stopped to break in on the game for that. But it turned out he can't bunt again.
I said, Joe, I know you're golfing, but you're not going to believe what Owings did. And you text me, what did he do? First and third in the second inning. I think it was a nothing-nothing game at that point. or might have been 1-1. It was tied. First and third, one out. Owings up. All of a sudden, he squares around. A suicide squeeze. The runner's coming from third, and he pops it up to the pitcher, the bunt. Easy double play.
That's the second time he's done that.
How can a guy, you know, now, if you're down three runs in the ninth, I don't expect him to pinch hit and hit a three-run home run.
Right.
I don't expect
right.
that. But if you're in the big leagues and you're batting ninth, or I guess he's eighth if Hedges played yesterday, batting eighth, don't you have to be able to put a bunt down? You have to be able to put a bunt down.
It's the opposite of increnculent, which is just crinkulent.
It is just, it amazes me. I mean, I don't have high expectations for the guy. I respect him that he's in the big leagues. As I said, I'm not expecting him to get a big home run. But damn, is it too much to expect a bunt?
Well, here's the situation, Ron. And listen, I also respect anybody who gets to the big leagues.
Absolutely.
But this is Brian Bixler 2.0. This dude has taken 25 at-bats. He's hitting 160 with 12 strikeouts and no extra base hits. He struck out in half his at-bats. And on top of that, he has two pop-out bunts that have, one of them went a long ways toward costing them a game. I'm sorry, Ben Cherington. I know your projections didn't show that your team was going to be over 500 in a game out of first place.
You got to.
Can
do
you
better.
Please get somebody who can at least bunt at that position?
You got to do something better. Speaking of projections, you see, Shelty said after. Now they were in a good mood yesterday. Finally, won a series.
Yes.
Shelty said 28-27. We'll take it. We'll take it. If you'd have told us that at the beginning of the year, we'll take it.
That reminds me of something, Ron, and top of the hour, and this will lead into the Kyle Dubas news conference, of which we'll have immediate reaction. That's at 12:30. He's the Penguins' new head of hockey operations. There were a couple things that happened in that game last night, but top of the hour, I've got a couple of pirate numbers in terms of fan interest that I guarantee you will sit up wherever you are right now in your car, listening on the Odyssey app, which I certainly hope they are.
I might
Jolie.
Even get up out of my chair.
You might. Is there any food around here today, Ron?
We have donuts.
We do?
Yeah, a big box of them right there.
What?
Today's National Donut Day. They brought in some donuts.
You know what they invented out here? That Gwen Gold, our friend out there, there's a little box of candy in front of her. It's essentially a Twizzler. You know what Twizzlers are.
My daughter loves the red Twizzlers.
Yeah, the licorice.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
I'm not a big
Twizzler. Well, it's a piece of licorice. They've invented Starburst. Licorice, really, is what it is. You get a long stick, Ron, of Starburst.
Doesn't interest me.
No?
Nope.
Do the donuts?
I had a donut.
Jolie, would you like me to grab a donut for you? And if so, what kind?
Surprise me.
I think I will. Jolie, here's the goal. Here's the goal. We have 2 hours and 12 minutes and 20 seconds. Who's counting, right? Until the show's over? I want you to try to keep every interaction to two words or less. Not that you need a lot of coaching in that respect, but I think that would be amazing. No matter what Ron or I ask you, if you can do two words or less.
I think he can handle that challenge very easily.
Sounds good.
Very good. Very good, Jolie. All right, Ron, I'm going to go grab a donut, and then we're going to have a couple things from the game yesterday as the Pirates actually won a series. That was not a mirage. And then some numbers indicating a spike, and I'm talking about a major spike in fan interest around here, top of the hour. Kyle Dubas news conference. We'll be covering that. I don't know that we'll be running that, but we'll be covering it at 12:30 and get immediate reaction. He is the new Penguins head of hockey operations. Who's going to be his right-hand man? Is he going to have a sort of a figurehead GM? What's he going to have under him? We'll talk about that on Cook and Joe.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch. watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jolie, that was very magnanimous of you to take my phone, my burnt-out iPhone, and plug it in back there.
You're welcome.
Very good. Two words or less. Are you conscious of that as we move forward?
Yes.
I like that. Do you know where Ron went? It's unlike him to leave the studio. There he is. Ron, we're happy to have you back. We were worried about you. And it's very unlike you to not be here.
Well, I got a call from my daughter that said, can you give me a quick call?
I got one of those yesterday.
And usually she never calls unless something's wrong, A, or she needs something, B. And she goes, no, I just haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while. She's in California. So
where in California?
The San Bernardino Mountains.
Oh,
she's loves
but I like to be there.
She's at a high-end film camp that she worked at a number of years ago.
Nice.
And they ask her to come back for 3 months, and she can still do her main job. She can be out there and do her main job. So she's doing great. And I'm sorry. I apologize for being 30 seconds late. Now, when you said something.
Everything was going well until he dropped the 30 seconds in there, Jolie. Now I feel attacked.
Did Jolie respond in two words or fewer?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
I said, where's Ron? What did you say?
Don't know.
Don't know. Yeah.
Not I don't know. That's three right. words. Don't know.
Exactly. So the game yesterday, before top of the hour, we're going to get into some Pirate talk about how fan interest has actually skyrocketed, and I've got concrete proof of that. First thing that comes to mind for me, other than the Owings missed bunt double play, whatever it was, and three strikeouts and four at-bats, is McCutchen. He hits a double. He's 2 for 2 with runners in scoring position. He has 21 RBIs. He has 6 steals. He has had, for me, Ron, a surprisingly solid season so far. You?
Absolutely. I thought it was more of a goodwill gesture, very popular with the fans. I thought that was the number one reason he came back. I never thought he would be playing this well. I admit that.
The 6 steals sort of jumps off the page to me. McCutchen hasn't gotten a double figures in steals since 2018. He's easily on pace to do that. He's on pace to hit, 25 home runs or so? He's been incredibly disciplined at the plate with 42 strikeouts and 27 walks. That's a pretty good ratio
there. Didn't Shelton say that we asked him about that? And I think Shelton said, that sometimes, younger players are chasing hits. They want hits. That's how they're going to get paid. And he said McCutchen is at the point of his career where he's comfortable. If they're going to walk me, they're going to walk me, and I'm okay with it.
And the other guy is having a very fine year, considering his youth and inexperience, is Jiwon Bae. Now he's hitting .275. He's got 15 steals. He had another good day yesterday. He's made some ridiculous plays in center field.
Speaking of which,
looks like he's going to stick around.
Reynolds made a real nice catch yesterday,
he did.
Too.
A very
real
nice catch.
Real nice catch. No, your point about Bae, yeah, it looks like he's getting some hits. He can run. He's had some frustrating mistakes, but that Shelton will say, of youth,
Yes.
But overall, he's been a pleasant player for them in my mind.
It seems like they've had 30 guys who people say are the next Josh Harrison type. I think he is that. I think he can move around and play anywhere and give you that kind of jolt of electricity and quality play that Harrison did at many different positions. I think he's going to be around for a while. I think he's going to be a super utility guy.
That speed is really attractive.
It's real. And I also think Mercado might be around for a while.
Another,
I like his
another
glove.
Young guy.
806 OPS. So there are some bright spots here. Key Brian Hayes got 2 hits.
Did you see the medical guy, Todd? What's his name? Todd?
Yeah.
Whatever spoke yesterday.
Yes.
O'Neill Cruz is coming out of the walking boot
yes.
now. So maybe he's going to be able to start to put some pressure on that leg.
From time to time, I forget that he's not here.
I know.
If he could come back in early August, if they could find a way to somehow just hang around, and the beauty of this is that it's the Brewers in front of them, and they're having all kinds of problems of their own. The Pirates are only a game behind the Brewers still after all their issues. They win a series. They have a 9-game homestand. And let's talk about this next. And we're also going to get back into where we spent most of the show. Kyle Dubas, the new head of hockey operations for the Penguins. News conference, 12:30. Of course, we'll be talking all about that. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.